Bibles, we ought to start on the lesson today, God's nature and personality. What's God like? That's one of the questions that has been posed ever since there were two people on this world, on this planet. The question has been asked constantly, what is God like? Now, if you want to turn to a very scintillating scripture found about this particular subject to begin with in the 40th chapter of Isaiah. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, I want you to see here about these questions they were asking Isaiah's day, and they're still asked today in the 40th chapter of Isaiah. We begin on a verse that really has that question pointed like we still hear today. Verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, God speaks, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. See, they were asking back in the days of Isaiah and right on back in the other prophetic ministers of the men of God these same questions. What is God like? All right, back in the first part, back a little bit further, in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, verse 18. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? What are people today in the church making God like? Some's got him like a doctor, just as humanized, full of humanitarianism, and he goes around giving you pills and tranquilizing you and cutting you in the right side of one side of your belly and cutting your tonsils out and snatching something else out and tormenting you and then sending you off saying, well, I had a miracle. See, like a doctor going around that's just full of humanism. Others liken him to an old grandfather that can't say no. He's got both hands full and all you got to do is holler and squall and he'll give you anything to make you shut up. Yeah, he'll give you anything to make you shut up, but it won't be both hands full. It'll be a rod on your back. See, you can't preach God hardly in America anymore, a God of the Bible, because Americans reject him. Why? Because God has so lavished affluence upon us here in America that they don't believe it's possible that God could turn around and then begin to recall all of these physical benefits that he's lavished upon us and spoiled us until we're rotten. The other nations of the world don't have what we have. Britain and France, even though they're considered Western nations, they don't have what this nation has. You go over there to an apartment and rent it, and your plumbing don't work, and the elevator don't work, and something else don't work, and the roof leaks, and unless you go right down on the Riviera or some of these so-called Western culture nations that you think are so wonderful, like America, they're not like America, except down where the American tourists go to spend their fortunes. You go back in the suburbs of France to these other Western nations, you don't find what you've got in your home. Very seldom. See, we hear all of these things, but America only has 6% of the world's population, and we use up 50% of all the world's wonderful commodities, including food. Americans eat up 50% of the world's food, and we're only 6% of the world's population. Why do you think them other guys are eating over yonder in the next country, across the Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic, and Antarctic, and Indian Ocean, and other oceans? What is God like? Is he a God that just favors Americans, and that he's just put it upon Americans so that we could just get over here and be fat and sassy and haughty and arrogant and proud and cocky and everything and saying, oh, well, we're God's favorites. God made this democracy. There's no other democracy in the history of mankind has ever had the personal liberty, the religious liberty, and the affluence all combined as America has for 200 years. Why did God espouse this democracy under the motto, "In God We Trust"? It's because God had to have a nation who would become the breadbasket of the world, to export the gospel message that has been published throughout the world in the King James Bible. And it wasn't the Living Bible. It wasn't the Good News for Modern Man. God didn't write those Bibles. God only wrote one Bible. And that's the King James Bible. God had a favored nation called Israel. Israel abrogated her right to continue under the status favor of God, like America is abrogating our right to continue under God's umbrella of divine protection and benefits. And God has written in the Bible in many places. For instance, Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 10. And he says, whenever God speaks concerning a nation and a kingdom, to pluck it up and root it up and destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil ways, I'll repent of the evil that I have purposed to do to them. But at what time I speak concerning a nation or a kingdom to build up and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it'll obey not my voice any longer, then I'll repent of the benefits I said I would give them. God is getting ready to repent of those benefits he already has that he's lavished upon America and Americans. That's why the Antichrist is arising. Through the Antichrist system, there's going to be a division of foodstuffs through the world. There's going to be a worldwide rationing plan implemented through the United Nations. And our food production is not going to be put into a pool and systematized and distributed throughout 48 states. It's going to be put in a world food bank, into a computerized system, and it's going to be collated and systematized into a manner that each individual on the planet Earth, each nation is going to be allotted foodstuffs according to the population and the availability of foodstuffs throughout the world, and all the production will be put in a computerized, and the distribution will be made in a classified system according to the number of people in each nation and kingdom. That's going to spell hardship for you and I. And that system right now is being proposed, and it's being set in order because the man of sin is right at hand. God is going to see that that comes upon you and I. All right, that's just a little bit about God. All we hear about is that side of God that is love. God is love. 1 John 4:8. He that knoweth not God loveth not, for God is love. God is love. God is love. You know, it'd be wonderful if that was the only scripture in the Bible. You go around, God is love, just a big old bundle of love. But that's not all there is in the Bible. The Bible said God is jealous. What are you going to do with that scripture? God is jealous. The Bible said God is angry. The Bible speaks of God as being a God of judgment and wrath. In Nahum 1 in verse 3, the Bible said God is angry and God revengeth. The Lord is jealous and he taketh wrath out on his adversaries and reserveth judgment for the wicked. God hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Here in the book of Isaiah, that 40th chapter and verse 18, to whom will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? Now this is a heresy that is arisen in America today among the churches of the living God, that everybody wants to bring God and teach him the way, as preacher says, this is the way that I believe God is. That doesn't make any difference about what you believe God is. It's what the Bible declares him to be. How do you know God? No man has seen God at any time. John 1:18. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. We hear so much perversion of the Word of God. We hear so many false doctrines preached, chaos of cults. All of these cultism and the beliefs of cults has slipped into the Church of Jesus Christ during the end time. We hear so much about the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then we hear a lot about just the Father and the Son. You know, something today, there's a cult springing up in America. Believe now, instead of the Trinity, they believe in just two, the Father and the Son. And then you go to the other extreme, and then they just believe in one, and that's Jesus. Jesus only. And here you go. This is what I believe about the Lord. And here's my scriptures. Then you get this other group. Here's my scriptures. They all got scriptures. That ain't nothing. Lord have mercy. The Mormons has got scriptures. Jehovah's Witnesses has got scriptures. The Catholics has got scriptures. See, there's some truth in every organization and every religion. There's some truth there. But see, it's not the whole truth. And we're not going to get saved because we believe God is one or two or three, or you're baptized in Jesus' name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's not the reason you're saved. You're saved because you repent and turn away from your stinking sins and ungodliness.